Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Paul Lancour, in for Rachel Miro. California Governor Jerry Brown and Attorney General Kamala Harris joined thousands of police officers from around Northern California yesterday to honor two Santa Cruz officers killed last week in the line of duty. Sergeant Butch Baker and Officer Elizabeth Butler were ambushed and shot to death by a suspect they were attempting to interview. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, who represented Santa Cruz when he was in Congress, said their deaths are a tragedy for the whole community.
Those same bullets ripped the fabric of our community and our family. This is our tragedy. And in many ways, the healing process must and will begin with each of us.
Sergeant Baker was a 28-year veteran of the department, and Officer Butler had served for a decade. They were the first Santa Cruz officers ever to die in the line of duty. The California Insurance Commissioner is not happy about Blue Shield's proposed rate hike, but he says there's not much he can do about it. The San Francisco-based health insurer is proposing a rate hike for 268,000 California policyholders that could be as high as 20%. Jones says he asked Blue Shield for a smaller increase, but they refused. He calls the hike unreasonable, saying it's due to excessive administrative costs and poor estimates of future claims. At a news conference yesterday, Jones reiterated his support for a ballot measure that would give him the power to deny unreasonable rate hikes. He's concerned the Affordable Care Act next year will push rates up dramatically. Workplace wellness programs are designed to support healthy behavior in employees. It turns out they involve more than a free yoga class or flu shot. For the people designing the plans, it's really about cost containment. To achieve those cost savings, more businesses are trying out the stick as opposed to the carrot. And the Federal Affordable Care Act is helping make that happen. Kelly Weiss reports on how this is affecting thousands of unionized grocery workers in Southern California.
Getting your physical.
At her mom's home in Burbank, Kimberly McGregor looks through a glossy pamphlet featuring a woman meditating and an array of fruits and vegetables. It explains her company's wellness program.
Oh, biometrics. This is what I'm going to do.
This is part of a list of seven healthy activities. As a bookkeeper at a Ralph's supermarket in Burbank, she can get $150 for each activity she does. A biometric screening uses a blood sample to check things like cholesterol and blood pressure. Other activities include going to the doctor for a physical exam, joining the gym, or filling out a health questionnaire.
All in all, it's good for you because it gives you awareness of where you stand when it comes to health issues, and maybe it can catch diseases early so that you have enough time to change it.
But she says she didn't know everything about the changes to the program this year until I contacted her. Like that if she doesn't participate, she's on the hook for more money. And she's her union's representative at the Ralph's where she works. This year, Ralph's is giving McGregor $375 less to offset her health care costs. But if she does four of the seven healthy activities, she can earn it back. And by doing this, McGregor will only have to pay $250 towards her $1,000 health insurance deductible. But she finds the whole thing a bit creepy.
Your health is not between your doctor and you anymore. You might as well invite the insurance company to sit at that little chair to the right, and you might as well invite the company that you work for to stand in the corner and just be in the room with you with your doctor.
But she says she understands it all comes down to the bottom line.
With healthcare fees skyrocketing, it's to save the company money.
Yeah, I mean, that's why the employers initially propose these things, because they want cost containment.
Kathy Finn is a negotiator with the Southern California branch of the United Food and Commercial Workers. The union negotiates health benefits for more than 100,000 people. She says in its latest contract with Ralph's, Vons, and Albertsons, the union agreed to expand the wellness program. She says otherwise, workers would have had to pay more or get fewer benefits. Finn says she's uneasy about the so-called carrots and sticks in the program.
Like, when you look at our plan, it sounds really great that you get these $150 each time you do one of these things. But in my opinion, it's sort of like it's a stick masquerading as a carrot, because if you compare it to what we had just in our last contract, we took something away and we're forcing you to earn it back.
She points to the new Chronic Disease Management Program. A third party combs through claims data and flags employees with severe cases of diabetes, heart disease, or asthma. Finn says it's about 4,000 people. They then offer them a personal nurse and discounts on prescription drug costs. But it's still a hard sell.
It would be great if we could get everybody to participate, but from the get-go, we know that not everyone's going to participate.
If employees don't participate in the disease management program, their deductible goes up by $500. Finn says even using this stick, less than a third of people have enrolled. She says the reality is that a lot of the grocery workers will just stop going to the doctor.
You're having an impact on people's access to health.
Anthony Wright is the executive director of the consumer advocacy group Health Access California. He's a huge cheerleader for Obamacare because he says it gives people better access to health care. But it also allows businesses to use wellness programs to financially penalize workers for not losing weight or lowering their cholesterol. And that, he says, undermines the very foundation of the law.
Some efforts to encourage worksite wellness being tied to either premiums or cost sharing in health insurance provides the insurers a backdoor opportunity for making distinctions between healthier and unhealthier people, which is what we're trying to get away from in the Affordable Care Act.
Ralph's parent company, Kroger, and the California Grocers Association did not respond to repeated requests for comments. Surveys show more than half of businesses plan to use wellness programs with financial penalties in coming years. That sounds about right to union negotiators like Kathy Finn. She says the one thing that's clear about wellness programs is that they're about saving companies money. If workers get healthier as a result, she says that's a bonus. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Weiss in Los Angeles.
And this story was produced in collaboration with the California Healthcare Foundation Center for Health Reporting. For more health coverage, visit our blog, State of Health. Find a link at californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Friday, March 8th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Howard Gelman, with additional engineering by Danny Bringer and Seal Muller. The directors are Nina Thorson and Sarah Bond. Our interns are Gina Shalaba and Guy Marzorati. The editing staff includes Dan Brecky, Julia McAvoy, and Kat Snow. We had production help from Polly Stryker. Victoria Malione is our associate senior producer. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Paul Lancour. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children, and URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com.